Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Wealth Management and the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC that President Trump is pressuring his own Justice Department to pay him $230 million as a settlement from two previous investigations, one involving potential ties he had to Russia in the 2016 election, the other related to the handling of classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Vice President J.D. Vance in Israel meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and saying of the ceasefire,
"We have a very, very tough task ahead of us, which is to disarm Hamas but rebuild Gaza, to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel."
President Trump's pick to lead a federal watchdog agency has withdrawn his name from consideration, Paul Ingrassia, after multiple offensive text messages were found on his phone. Construction of the White House ballroom goes on at the same time as destruction of the White House East Wing, the National Trust for Historic Preservation, asking for a pause so a public review can take place. This is ABC News. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley has been speaking all night criticizing what's happening in the federal government right now.
"I've come to the Senate floor tonight to ring the alarm bells. We're in the most perilous moment, the biggest threat to our republic since the Civil War."
He's been speaking for going on 11 hours now. Meantime, it's day 22 of the federal government shutdown. Republican Senator Katie Britt from Alabama.
"Money is running out and people will go without their SNAP benefits as soon as the end of this month or the very beginning of the next month. Look, these are real things. These are real consequences. And this is what I wish my Democrat colleagues would realize."
Democrats are holding out for a restoration of Medicaid benefits and an extension of subsidies to help millions pay for their health insurance premiums. Tropical Storm Melissa expected to become a hurricane within the next week. The main threat right now, torrential rain and severe winds in Jamaica, Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and Cuba. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. We'll share with you the forecast in just a little bit. It gets better each day part, so we'll look at that. It's going to be a little colder tomorrow, too, so there'll be a frost advisory overnight tonight. We'll have more about that in a moment.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh is here. Breathe easier this season. Buy three, get one free on Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Stock up on Rust-Oleum Stop Rust Custom 5-in-1 Spray Enamel. The more you buy, the more you save. Upgrade your garage or workshop with select shelving units at $59.99 and keep things tidy with the Brute 32-gallon commercial grade trash can for only $34.99. Stop in at Ace La Crosse, Muscadet, or Richland Center. And as always, we appreciate your business.
This October 20th through the 31st, your home can get a little wicked in a good way. It's our Wicked Good Wisconsin sale at Court & Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Get 20% off all regular priced, in-stock Wisconsin-made furniture from Wolfcraft, Marshfield, and Bestcraft. Cozy up on your living room, dining room, or bedroom with furniture built right here in Wisconsin. No tricks, just treats. Visit us at Court & Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Don't miss out. The sale ends October 31st.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high in the upper 40s for today, mainly cloudy, blustery, and chilly. A few spots of drizzle and west to northwest winds at 15 to 25. Tonight, partial clearing late and cold, areas of frost, a low of 32. Thursday, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly sunny, not as breezy, and a high of 51. Friday, 54, mostly sunny and pleasant conditions with light winds. We have a north-northeast wind at 8 to 12 miles per hour. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain early this morning, and right now it is 41 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 22nd. Here we go. Make it count.
It's going to be funky.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. That's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Think about just some days, and the way I would lay waste day after day with you. We always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Yeah.
tough, find shelter in me. If there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. If ever you wanted me, I'll be your man. I'd be a fool to let you go with someone else. Whatever you want from me, I'll be your man. And give it all up just to have you for myself. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough. Won't you hold on to me? When there's no one else to love, keep me in mind.
Keep me in mind.
And I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man.
Keep me in mind.
I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama.
And some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling pain, but the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget something like that.
Tim McGraw, WRCO Radio. Hey, a few things to celebrate today. It's Eat a Pretzel Day. Ooh, I like pretzels. I really do, especially if you have a little dip. And there's nothing better than pretzels and a big old ice cold Coke or something. Yeah, salt and sweet. International Caps Lock Day. Yeah, sometimes, you know, to make a point, I do that. Sometimes I accidentally do that. Today is International Stuttering Awareness Day, Lung Health Medical Assistance Recognition Day. It's National Color Day, Sparkling Water, National Wombat Day, Unity Day, Smart is Cool, Tavern Style Pizza Day. All right, I can go for that. National Nut Day. And here we go. It's National Knee Day, although it's spelled K-N-E-E, not the way my last name is spelled, although my last name has been misspelled by it like that many, many times. But yeah, today is National Knee Day, so take care of your knees. 7:15 on a Wednesday. Here's Dylan Schneider on FM 100.9.
Three sheets to the wind, so hung up on where you been. Look for you when I walked in every bar on Broadway. You had me drowning in Jack, feeling like that empty glass sheet. I finally hit that bottom of the heartbreak. It took a little time, but then I saw the light. Yeah, you might have heard that I'm better than you left me. Six, what the hell goes through your head? If I know you by now, I bet you're getting lonely. But I'm with someone new, and she ain't gonna leave like you. And sorry if it hurts to know how I'm doing. Better than you left me, better than you met me. In between these weekends and my friends, I found the best me. She walked in on a Friday night, put the good in.
Schneider on FM 100.9, WRCO, Country and Community, middle of the week Wednesday get-together. The winds right now around 10 miles per hour, kind of pesky there as we head toward our chat with old Hank Bray on the roundup. Hopefully he doesn't blow away. He's been losing all this weight, you know.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center, Arena, and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated, driving opportunity forward the greener way.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Did you know 4 physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics have completed Herdman's vestibular rehabilitation, making them able to effectively assess and treat dizziness, vertigo, and post-concussion symptoms? They're helping patients find their footing and their freedom again. If you're experiencing any of these symptoms, talk to your primary care provider about a referral. Rural Healthcare, close to home.
It's Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, the folks who can dig up anything except your lost car keys, and Julie Karen State Farm. She's got you covered even when life throws curveballs or cow patties. Today's show promises more laughs than a goat on roller skates and just enough entertainment to make you forget about that to-do list you're ignoring. Kick back. Tune in and let Wednesday's Roundup give you the midweek giggles you deserve.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in.
What's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, yeah, not bad. Yeah, I'm here.
Another day.
Propped
day.
Up in a chair, and we're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, you got everything propped up. You can't move except around. You
right.
Look good, though.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. Girls did well in Riverdale last night.
Yeah. Enjoyed calling them.
Yeah. And where are you going to be on Thursday night?
Richland Center.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Hornets will host Westby.
Oh, look, should be a good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. anyway, they get a home. They get a home match. Good for them.
Right.
Anyway, big on Friday. Is that right? They qualify for state, the cross country. Is that right or is that wrong?
They have a chance to. Yeah absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Friday for Division II. Division III runs on Saturday from our area. So you know, they kind of divide them up a little bit.
Right. Well, Richland Center and Ithaca have a shot.
Yeah, they do.
Good
absolutely.
Good for them.
Yep. So, anyway. Running was never one of my fortes.
No, anytime I had to run, I was in trouble.
Yep, exactly. And that's the thing I always associate with is like, knee, 100%. Start running. What?
For what?
Yeah. Wind sprints, they were the worst.
They're horrible. No, anytime I move faster than walk, it's bad.
I know. Yeah. And the one time I finished in first place, you know.
You're the only one?
Football practice. No. I'm like, I don't know, if just felt like motivated. This is the last one I'm going to put up, so I finished in first. And Coach Rice blows the whistle, and he goes, guys, I know Phil Knee's not that fast. So you guys are run again! And I said, well, what about me, Coach? Run it! Get on the line, Knee! I'm like, but I came in first, you know?
It doesn't matter.
So that was my motivation to not be first, you know, just kind of...
Right, because you look, everybody else look bad.
Exactly.
This is kind of like you do around here.
You
make everybody look
bad. Yeah, exactly. If Knee's running first, then you know everybody else is dogging it, so... Yep.
Is it? Were you that slow?
I wasn't. They used to say, "Unhook the plow, Knee," and I'd be like, "It's all the way up." You know, it's all the way up.
I don't even have it on today.
No, I don't. You know, but my mind was fast.
Yes.
Now, my feet were slow, but my mind was fast.
Yeah, for baseball, we always wanted to get quicker on the bases, so I devised a contraption, a weight belt. Okay.
Oh.
And we put a tire on there. It wasn't just any small tire.
Oh.
It was a big, big tire.
Wow.
And we had to go around the bases with it.
Oh,
yeah, they hated that.
That's crazy.
They were quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So loosen the legs up a little bit there. Huh.
I was asked, how come you never do it? I said, well, I'm not in high school.
Uh-huh.
I'm not in high school. So why do you guys try to hurt me all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing tonight? Night off? And you in trouble?
Trying to think. I have a few things to do. Maybe an interview or two, but otherwise, nothing.
Not
too
in trouble at home.
No, though. No. The Bears won Sunday, so you know
it's all good.
Still peace in the valley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess I would win too if I was playing a low down team. So.
Hey! Now watch it. Watch it.
I owed her that.
Because I said that, and she goes, you wouldn't say that if the Saints were playing the Packers. And I said, well, you know.
Probably not.
I'd just be saying how great the Packers were, I guess.
The Packers are us. They didn't look good either.
Nah. Well enough to win. You know,
win to win.
A win is a win in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I don't care. You don't get style points. You just get wins or losses.
I mean, the wins are winning in college football if you look at Arkansas and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We'll take anything.
Maybe they should play.
No, we don't want that.
Kind of that. Since there's not going to be a bowl game, they could do like the
extra season or extra week.
Extra day bowl game.
Well, you know.
Tidy bowl.
Like the high school, you get an extra week if you want it.
Yeah, you can do that.
Playoffs. Mm-hmm. So maybe we could hook that up.
Yeah, sure you go. It could be the Henry Bray Bowl. You could host it at Boscobel.
No, you know, I don't think so. I think that's still too big.
Come on now, come on.
Well, what about Weston? I love Weston's field. Absolutely love Weston's field.
Yeah, well,
we can hold it down there.
Sure, absolutely.
Holds about 150 people on one side, about 500 people total. That'd be all we need.
That'd be all you need for Arkansas and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Go for it, Rocky.
I'd let you announce it on...
I could do that.
ESPN 12.
I think they have they probably already do have a 12. I don't know.
They have an Ocho. Have you seen that?
Ocho. Well, that's in the movie Dodgeball.
No,
isn't it?
They have an Ocho.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
So the other night, after a football game, I was watching, and they had those pop darts. Have you ever seen these stupid pop darts? They put a plastic dart upside down, and it has a little table on the top of it. So you shoot these darts and try to hit the middle of the bullseye.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So father-son was in the championship.
So that's a sport.
It is. Uh-huh. Pop darts.
Pop darts. I guess I haven't seen that.
Yeah. It was on the Ocho. And before the football game, they had dodgeball on it.
See, I decided to reduce my TV package this year. And so I just, you know, bare bones.
Hallmark.
Yeah, Hallmark's on there. I always thought ESPN was a free channel, the main one, regardless. Right. No, it's not.
It's not, is it?
So I don't get any ESPN now. So
I told you how to solve that problem.
I suppose you did, yeah.
13 Hallmark channels with the device that I have.
I don't want the FBI showing up at my door.
Well, you're going to show up at
for free ESPN.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It wasn't me. It was Henry Brain.
This is Jim.
You gotta believe me.
Jim Nee signing off.
What do you do?
What do you do, young man? Hey, today's Hanko or Facto.
Yeah. What do you got?
It's not uncommon for human feet to smell like a wet dog.
Well, I'm guessing, I don't know, I think a wet dog smells better.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to say that's not true.
It's a bunch of Hanko, not wet dog. Cheese! A bacteria on human feet eats dead skin, omitting a sour smell. It's the same bacteria that cheesemakers use to ripen cheese.
Well, how about that?
Cheesy smelling foot facts.
Wow. You know, you just always bring out these good facts, you know, at this time of day. People are trying to eat their breakfast, and you're talking about feet.
Oh. Doraphobia. Okay, known as the fear of a certain small cartoon explorer, is mainly suffered by parents of small children.
No, no, that's not true. Doraphobia? Dora the Explorer.
Yes, it's a bunch of Hank.
No.
Doraphobia is the fear of fur, whether dog, cat, rabbit, or any animal fur. Oh. Fur real.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Learning something every day, Hanko.
Yeah. It was illegal to get a tattoo in Oklahoma until 2006.
That's probably one of those old wacky laws that's been on the... I'll say that's true.
It is true. Oklahoma banned tattooing in 1963 and was the last state in the U.S. to legalize the practice in 2006.
Hmm.
Okie dokie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Camels store fatty tissue in their humps, not water.
Ah, that's absolutely true.
It is true. It is true.
Yeah. Cartoons lied to me. Cartoons, you know, that the camel drank and filled up his humps, and then he could go on an eight-day cruise.
What was the camel that had the bad hump, and when he drank water, it fell back up on the cartoon? You remember that?
I don't remember if he had a name or not.
I don't know if he had a name or not either, but he had two humps, I think.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably a Looney Tunes cartoon.
He's a liar.
One lump or two.
Yes.
Two. Boom, boom. Oh.
2% of Earth's people have red hair.
Yeah, I think that's true.
That is true. It is very true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're really special if you have red hair, right? You're
definitely something.
Absolutely.
And I believe red hair all comes from Ireland. There's a strand. Everybody has the same gene that has
really?
Red hair. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my ancestors are from Ireland, but don't have red hair.
No, I have red hair. No. You got gray hair.
I have gray. Yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of cool.
Maybe I should dye it red.
No, don't do that.
You don't think so?
Yeah, we should, though. It would be fun.
Well, I suppose it would. Got to do it for a cause, though.
Yeah, you know, let's say that Arkansas wins and Wisconsin loses.
That's not a very good cause.
It is for me.
No. Oh, boy.
Emperor penguins can stay underwater for as long as 22 minutes. Emperor penguins.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true.
It is true. It is true. Longer than you and I combined, Phil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't stay underwater very long. It gets in my ears. Ugh. It runs through one ear to the other and then out, and then it's just this.
Sometimes out your nose. It's just weird how that.
Exactly.
No wonder you have air going through there all the time.
I know.
Doesn't you have headphones on for that reason?
I do.
Humans don't just shrink with age. We shrink every day. Humans shrink and regain daily height daily, sometimes as much as 3/4 inch in one day. When we move throughout the day, the fluid disc in our spinal column compresses and we shrink. When we rest at night, our backbones reabsorb the fluid and our height come back. That's true.
That's
Phil.
A lot of stuff.
That's
a
lot of stuff.
I think that is true.
That was just one of those things I wanted to pass on to our listeners.
Yeah, that's amazing how you did that off the top of your head. That's why if you're going to measure height, you got to do it in the morning.
That's correct.
Right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And always weigh yourself in the morning.
Right, right. 5'8" and a half, baby.
Yep, 5'8" and a half. And
or 5'9".
4:50.
I did it at 4:50 a.m. That's what it was.
Yes.
All right.
I got one more for you, buddy.
All right, what do you got?
This is a good one. For the first time in the U.S. in the U.S. since 1987, sales of vinyl records exceeded CD sales in 2023.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true.
It is true. Vinyl sold 41 million units against 33 million CDs, and that's no spin, Phil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know about it. So, yeah, that means if you hang on to something long enough, it becomes cool again.
Yeah.
You know, there were some times when you couldn't give a record away, and
right.
Now it's turned a little bit. I mean, especially if it's and you're, it's got to be in good quality shape.
But you, if you're good, you can find them in garage sales.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's my father. He's always garage sailing.
Is he?
Papa Bray,
yeah.
Yes.
What does Pa Bray buy at the garage sales?
Anything that's farm-related.
Oh, farm-related.
Like sprayers or...
Uh-huh.
He bought us a radio, did I tell you that?
Yeah.
An old radio from 1939.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then, like, shovels, anything with...
He's got a good eye, that Pa Bray.
Yeah, he loves the garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pedro was one of the winners in the Pea Ridge Mule Jump. Did you know that?
No.
Pedro, little white guy, little white horse, or mule.
Mule.
Yeah.
Pedro won it.
Pedro, yeah.
Won it all.
Nope, he was just the lower class division.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This little guy's probably not very big, but he jumped 46 inches.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
We'll have to see about maybe we can do play-by-play of that event next
year. Yeah,
that would
be fun.
Go to Pea Ridge and broadcast.
Yeah,
that.
We could stay at Pa Bray's house.
Could we?
In the chicken house, yeah.
Really?
Have a good day, buddy. Be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Richland Cattle Center, where every Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. the action starts. They kick things off with baby calves, followed by open heifers. By noon, it's time for the milk cows and then on to springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll find fresh cows, bred back cows, milking cows, bred and springing heifers, and even a breeding age bull. And yes, baby heifer and bull calves are always ready to go. Before the auction, you can view every animal individually, and after the sale, all lactating cows are milked to ensure utter health. Need transportation? They've got you covered too. They receive care for and milk cattle 7 days a week, making every Wednesday at the Richland Cattle Center your best day for a smooth, easy cattle buying experience. Richland Cattle Center, your trusted destination for quality cattle every Wednesday at 11:30.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer a full continuum of care, which means as your needs change, so can your levels of support. From independent apartments, assisted living, and a skilled nursing unit, we offer seamless support every step of the way. Just because your needs may change doesn't mean your home needs to as well. Call 608-647-8931 for more information.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer. Johnson Tractor from man to lawn. This day in history, in 1934, bank robber Charles Pretty Boy Floyd was killed by federal agents. 1962, in a nationally televised address, President Kennedy revealed the presence of Soviet missile bases under construction in Cuba. And in 2016, the Cubs won their first pennant since 1945, beating the Dodgers in Game 6 of the National League Championship Series. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
Looking for your perfect pair? Take the trip to The Shoebox in Black Earth, where people drive from all over Wisconsin for selection, service, and savings. From top name brands to hard to find sizes, The Shoebox has it all. Men's, women's, kids, you name it. Thousands of shoes, boots, and sandals ready to go home today. Stop searching online and start stepping into comfort at The Shoebox in Black Earth. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Amelia Colson, from Uncle Nick, Aunt Leah, and the Crazy Cousins. To Amelia Colson from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also from Grandma and Grandpa. Have a great day. And Amelia Colson from Lori and the Gang. In Minnesota, happy birthday, Aunt Dolores Sender from the Durst nieces and nephews. Have a great day today. Also, let's see, what is in the mailbag? Lots of birthdays and anniversary today. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, saluting Dean Davis, Jamie McIntosh, Terry Warren, along with Nick Linz and Oakland Ward. Happy anniversary, Kevin and Lynn Biba, Rick and Marianne Post, and Nancy and Nick Brewer. They can all celebrate at Burgers in the Park night tonight in Muscadet. Happy birthday to Jesse Stelner, Tammy Wheelock, Glenn Dunn, Nolan Moore, and Chad Clary. Celebrating today. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to that old Chad Clary. And then happy anniversary wishes to Bernie and Cindy Hying and Chad and Brittany Hying as well. They all celebrate today. Best wishes. Happy 48th to my wife, Cindy Hying from Bernard. Thanks for putting up with me for 48 years. Have a great day today to Chad and Brittany Hying on their 20th from Mom and Dad. To Eric and Sally Larson from the Park Street Christian Church. Have a great day. Happy anniversary wishes. Happy birthday to Amelia Colson from Papa Al and Grandma Carney. Happy anniversary to Kari Nelson from Kyle. And happy anniversary, Kyle and Kari Nelson, from your family and friends.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we're overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
We have some other birthdays and anniversaries to mention. Kyle Goodman from the Richland Center Lions. Also to Jimmy Bogardis, to Chloe Marin and Michael Lee, Nolan Moore, Scott Oman. Also Philomena Poole and Mackenzie Clary. Happy anniversary, Greg and Sue Vitesnik, and Tina and Alan Greeley. Happy birthday, Jim Lingle from Sue and Merriman. And last but not least, happy birthday wishes going out today to Mike Lee. Happy 80th from Dwayne, Ryan, Clayton, Christy, and Bill, and the guys from Chet's. And a huge birthday shout out to that old chicken wrestler from Lloyd, Mike Lee, on his 80th birthday. Best wishes for a happy and fun-filled day from the whole Lee family. Best wishes to Mike. He'll be signing autographs later today in Lloyd.
You can hear the birds sing. You can see the flowers go. Down through the valley where the willow creek flows. Climb a hillside on the other side. Never know what you might find. Picking mushrooms or building a dream. Or maybe catching tadpoles in Willow Creek Stream. Yes, it all began on a Willow Valley farm, a big white house and a little red barn. You can hear the birds sing, you can see the flowers grow. Down through the valley where the willow creek flows. A barefoot boy with his fishing pole on his way to his favorite home. Maybe he'll have some luck today. Oh, he caught a great big trout and he caught him this way. On a willow pole, hooking a line, he was king of the fish, but now he's mine. Got away twice before, but I bet he don't do that anymore. Yes, it all began on a Willow Valley farm, a big white house in a little red barn. You can hear the birds sing, you can see the flowers grow. Down through the valley where the willow creek flows. Cows got out, the horses lame, the gate fell down, and I got the blame. Come on, Rover, it's you and me. I turned around and looked, and Rover's got a cat up a tree. Well, it all began on a Willow Valley farm, a big white house in a little red barn. You can hear the birds sing, you can see the flowers grow. Down through the valley where the willow creek flows. A new generation on the old valley farm, and a big pole under his arm. Down through the valley you'll see him go, searching for his dad's old fishing hole. Yes, a new generation on the old valley farm, but the same white house and the same red barn. He can hear the birds sing, he can see the flowers grow. And guess what? Now he's catching fish where the willow creek flows. Yes, we're both catching fish where the willow creek flows.
There you go, Mike Lee. Happy birthday there. And that's from his greatest hits album. We'll be back with more for you a little bit later on today. Sports and the trivia question of the day. News is next.
Hey, are you looking for furniture that's built to last and built right here in Wisconsin? At Court & Main Furniture in Richland Center, we're proud to feature Marshfield Furniture. Every piece is handcrafted in Wisconsin with quality, comfort, and style you can truly feel, from custom fabrics to timeless designs. Marshfield makes furniture that fits your life and your home. And here's a special thank you for our radio listeners. Mention you heard this ad and get 15% off your Marshfield Furniture order. Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philbeck family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Today's forecast calls for a high in the upper 40s. It'll be a bit blustery at times. Winds 15 to 25. And a few spots of drizzle or sprinkles could be possible today. Overnight, 1/100th of an inch of rain. It's 41.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
For Joanne Krulutz, I'm Phil Nee with the news. The Grant County Sheriff's Department says not to be alarmed today if you observe a large presence of police, fire, and EMS personnel in the area of Boscobel schools. This is a large-scale training exercise designed to challenge and improve the coordinated response plans of all agencies involved. This is a planned event from approximately 1:30 until 4 today. The Boscobel Area School District will be hosting a practice active shooter exercise at both the middle and high school and intermediate school locations. The training exercise will involve the Boscobel Area School District, Boscobel Police Department, Grant County Sheriff's Department, Boscobel Fire and EMS, Amplify Gunderson Hospitals and Clinics, and Southwest Technical College students serving as volunteer actors. No students will be present and no one will be allowed on school property during the exercise. All extracurricular activities will begin at 4 following the exercise. Boscobel Area Community members are asked to please avoid the area during the exercise. Joint Committee on Finance co-chairs Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne issued a statement concerning the Department of Health Services' failure to maintain transparency and accountability in the opioid settlement plan. The press release says that according to 2021 Wisconsin Act 57, which was signed by Governor Evers, DHS must submit its opioid settlement plan to the Joint Committee on Finance for the next fiscal year by April 1st each year. More than 6 months late, DHS has not submitted a plan to JFC. According to the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau, Wisconsin is scheduled to receive about $15 million in opioid settlement funds this year. A former Richland Center business owner has died. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Carl was born in Dayton Township. He attended grade school at the Huth School and graduated from Richland Center High School in 1960. He worked at Kramer Brothers before and after his call to active duty in the United States Army. In 1970, he married Susan Ferguson, and in 1974, Carl and Susan joined the family meat processing business in Richland Center as co-owners with Carl and Doris Schellewald. In 1996, Carl and Susan obtained sole ownership of the Richland Locker and passed the family business to their son in 2010. He enjoyed helping the family business after retirement with phone calls and deliveries. Carl was a member of Wisconsin Association of Meat Processing for over 40 years, served as director for 30 years, and served as term as a president as well. A celebration of life will be held at the Phoenix Center Friday, October 31st from 2 until 5. Kickapoo District Administrator Kim Johnson is on the job this fall after being severely injured in a traffic crash on the way to school earlier this year. She was my guest on WRCO's morning show yesterday.
So my accident occurred in the morning of February 10th, and I spent a month in the hospital. And then they sent me home. And at that point, I still couldn't do anything. I needed a lot of help to get out of bed or to get anywhere I needed. I was stuck between a chair and a wheelchair and have spent countless hours in both OT and PT to get to the point where I am able to walk on my own. I struggle a little bit, but everything that I lost, you know, and I think back to February 10th, it pretty much stripped me of everything. And I'm just really lucky to be here, be alive. And so there are a lot of things to be grateful for. There was a lot of pain in that journey, a lot of misery and a lot of fear. But I chose to feed all of the positives. You know, I have always known that whatever you feed grows. So it was just finding something positive in each day, some area that I could focus and make each day better. So I think back to even when that started, one of my positives was to be able to stand on my good leg for 2 minutes. Yeah. So that was something I celebrated and was excited about.
Kim Johnson says it has been a long recovery road back, and she is grateful for all that came forward and all of the support.
Honestly, want to just take the time now, since there might be many listeners who were there for my journey, who supported me in one way or another, through cards and gifts and emails and Facebook messages. The number of schools that did 50-50s, my Ridge and Valley, the CESA, businesses in the area, all the families of community, my family, my friends. The list is long, and all of those actions really created in me a very positive reaction, which made my journey, that recovery, so positive, I think. So I credit all of that support and all of that love and support to all of those kind, wonderful people. So if I have that moment right now, I just want to say thank you. All of that meant the world to me, and I really credit the doctors telling me that my recovery is going really well and going faster than what they had initially anticipated. But I have a wealth of support and prayer warriors, the number of churches that were praying for me. So yeah, it's been a journey where I often will think, how or why did I survive that. And so I feel like there is purpose. I feel like God was not done with me yet. So I'm really trying to pay forward all that kindness and have an understanding about what my life has meaning for and how I'm supposed to contribute.
Kickapoo District Administrator Kim Johnson, who is back on the job full-time at Kickapoo Schools this fall. She was on WRCO's morning show yesterday. The Richland Center Fire Department was paged to 645 North Central Avenue in Richland Center for a house fire on Monday night around 5:40. Six fire units and 34 firefighters responded. There was heavy smoke, water, and fire damage to the whole structure. The Richland Center Fire Department assisted at the scene by Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center City Police Department, Richland EMS, and City Utilities. A GoFundMe page has been set up for the family. You can find the GoFundMe link on any local Richland buy and sell Facebook group page. A Racine man is charged with threatening a state Supreme Court justice and the Office of Lawyer Regulation. 37-year-old Ryan Thornton had an initial appearance Monday in Dane County Court, charged with felony stalking. Prosecutors say from August until early October, Thornton sent increasingly threatening emails to Chief Justice Jill Karofsky and the Office of Lawyer Regulation relating to claimed inactions by his attorney in a case dating to 2019. Thornton eventually fired that attorney and was later convicted of various crimes. Police located Thornton in Racine County Jail on October 9th, where he allegedly made verbal threats directed at Karofsky. He was transferred to Dane County Jail last week. Thornton's cash bail was set at $85,000, and his preliminary hearing is set for October 28th. Many Wisconsin counties face budget deficits, and in Dane County, that amounts to a $31 million shortfall. County Executive Melissa Agard has already announced a hiring freeze and plans to reduce spending in most departments by 4%. A proposed budget amendment would cut by a total of 28 currently open Sheriff's Department positions, something Sheriff Calvin Barrett sees as unfair to rural residents. During a press conference this week, Barrett noted that the three authors of the amendment received their public safety services from local police departments, while his department serves all of Dane County. The supervisors making the proposal want the roughly $2.25 million saved by cutting those sheriff's positions to offset costs to other departments, including the county's largest department, which is Human Services. Republican Eric Toney is running again for Wisconsin Attorney General. The 41-year-old Fond du Lac County District Attorney is seeking a rematch with current Attorney General, Democrat Josh Call. Call defeated Toney by 35,000 votes 3 years ago, a difference of just 1.3 percentage points. Toney was elected as the Fond du Lac DA in 2013 and beat former State Representative Adam Jarko in the 2022 Republican primary for AG. The general election is next November, and the primary is August 11th. As of now, no other Republican or Democrat candidates have been announced for as far as a run for attorney general. A warning that Wisconsin food share funding will soon run out if the federal government shutdown continues. The shutdown is now in its third week, and Democratic Governor Tony Evers says the Trump administration recently notified Wisconsin that there will be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits. Evers says food share, which is 100% funded by the federal government, is now in jeopardy, and nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites could be without access to basic food and groceries if the shutdown continues. The Evers administration says it's closely monitoring funding levels for WIC, a separate food assistance program designed to support women, infants, and children. Vernon County will host its third annual Vernon County Awards Banquet Thursday, November 6th at Venue in the Valley in Coon Valley, celebrating the people, businesses, and organizations that make Vernon County thrive. This year's banquet will feature the theme, Legacy Builders, Honoring Tradition, Embracing the Future, recognizing the visionaries, innovators, and community partners shaping Vernon County's story across the generations. Doors will open at 5 with dinner and the program to follow. Tickets are priced at $25 per person, payable by cash or check at the door. All are welcome to attend and join in celebrating and achievements and collaborations that make Vernon County exceptional. Please RSVP by October 25th. And you can do that at forms.cloudmicrosoft. For more information, contact Larkin Breckel at 608-637-5334.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
There are no vital statistic announcements at this time. A couple of quick reminders going on today. Pumpkin drop-off or Pumpkin Fest will be held today from 3 until 6:30 at the Courthouse Lawn in Richland Center. Drop off your pumpkin for the Pumpkin Fest contest. Get a free hot dog and cupcake while they last. There's a Red Cross blood drive going on today from 9:30 until 1:30 at the American Legion in Waniwok. For an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. And grief support and confidential conversation will be held tonight from 5:30 until 6:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Should be a blustery day the way it looks, 47 degrees for the daytime high, and later west and northwest winds at 15 to 25 expected. Right now in Richland Center, it is 42 degrees.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCOF 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 8 o'clock from ABC is sponsored by Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. By Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate, sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be wanting nearly $250 million from his own Justice Department. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Sources tell ABC News that President Trump is pushing for a personal